You know, I just go where the truth leads me, and I'm not scared to go after Israel. I've proven that. I just understand the big picture and all the other pieces, and I know there's a bigger globalist manipulation behind it all. But Israel is making a real run at taking over the U.S. government. And General Flynn has never been anti-Israel. He definitely doesn't like the, you know, jihadis, neither do I. But as Candace Owens said, it's the CIA, it's MI6, it's Mossad. They don't even hide it. I mean, back on 9/11, I exposed Mossad and CIA all over the supposed hijackers and the passport being found, all the rest of it. Two of them actually pure crap. Actually, more, four of them, because, well, actually, I'm going to get into that again later. There's been some new developments. But two on the scene, and then two bags didn't go through magically when they hijacked, so their passports were in the bags. I mean, come on, people. You had everything else to it. It's just ridiculous. Netanyahu obviously was working with the neocons back then at that time. He was prime minister then as well. And Flynn said right after October 7th, we got the clip coming up. He sent it to me last week to point it out. He predicted all that was coming and that Israel would actually go in and take over all of Gaza and try to drag us into a full war with Iran. And then here we are years later, they're doing it. He just went on the war room with Bannon's war room and says he now has the intel and the proof that the Israeli soldiers were told to stand down right before it. Well, obviously they were. It's an armed camp, very proficient military, one of the best, and the biggest surveillance state in the world per square foot. That's hands down. 7.5 hour at least total stand down, where Israelis that weren't in on it, you know, former military stuff, jumped in their cars and drove across the country to get there and try to save people. And I certainly don't defend October 7th. No need to exaggerate and say they were raping babies and cutting their heads off. No, they were shooting them and blowing stuff up and doing terrible stuff. But it doesn't then say you can greenlight all this. Now Flynn has come out with the receipts. So we'll hit that, both what he said right after October 7th and now what he just said today. So I had all the Kennedy stuff and all this other good stuff Trump's doing by extension, because I just want to be balanced, because I'm overall thankful Trump's there, and I'm like jealously for our country trying to keep any of these special interests, big pharma, Israel, you know, any globalist groups from coming in and getting in the way of our agenda. But I do it from a position of love of the country and of freedom and justice, because I don't want to be associated with the people who have had the religion, and it's what it is, of hating Jews. And because I can be mad at what Israel does and what the ADL does and oppose it. But I've also, through the years, been on here 31 years, seen the people that all they do is hate Israel, all they do is hate Jews, and then I've had to make up stuff about me, my family, lie about me, be really nasty. And I just want to be clear, I'm not with those people. And then when I'm against what Israel's doing, I'm not with the Muslims. You see what I mean? I don't like the Nazis, I don't like the Islamicists, and I don't like what the Israelis are doing, and I don't like what the communist Chinese are doing, but I'm not anti-Chinese. And I come at that because I really care about everybody. And you can see the clash of civilizations being set up. Netanyahu and these interests know this is accelerating towards total war, and they know the whole world is turning against Israel, and then that'll make all the Jews support Israel even more. And it is a way to get power. And it's a major miscalculation by the higher level people and the mid-level people and the low-level people that think that they're going to get more power and gravitas out of this. When I say the highest level, there's even a higher level above that. And I know it's a scientific, anti-human, satanic, off-world influence. And that's what we're really dealing with at the end of the day. And we got to thread the needle on this, and I'll do the best job I can. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Historians have pointed it out for thousands of years. Most people, when history is happening right in front of them, don't realize it until later. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has changed the world. You are the InfoWar. You're the eyes and ears. You're the reason we're on the air. You're the reason we're having so much success. And the bad guys hate InfoWars above all other independent populist media. So if you want to keep us on the air and take part in history, we have a limited edition, murdered out InfoWars fundraiser shirt, black on black, at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you can get all the other apparel for way lower prices. We've got a big deal going right now where you buy one, you get one free if you're a VIP. That's incredible for the supplements as well. But with this shirt, we've marked it up a bit for those of you that really want to support the InfoWar and get this limited edition shirt. So get your InfoWars limited edition Murdoch shirt right now at thealexjonesstore.com. This is a limited edition. Thanks for your support, and thanks for being part of history.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
General Flynn just went on the war room with Steve Bannon and dropped a major bombshell. Now, he's been the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. He's been a high-level general. He's worked a lot in the Middle East, been in Israel a ton, been to their command bases, their intelligence operations, to their front lines in the Gaza Strip, and he has a lot of contacts there. And he said just a month or so after October 7th, that it was clearly a stand down. And Netanyahu's even admitted that. He blamed the generals, they blamed him, and they said, well, we'll find out after this war is over. Well, they intend for it to never end, basically. And so now Flynn has come out and said the bombshell information: Israeli soldiers were told to stand down on October 7th at the exact hours, called it an inside thing, and says investigators still can't explain what happened. But now he's got sources that they were told to stand down. Obviously they were. I mean, the most square foot surveilled, three levels of fences, cameras, motion sensors, forward-looking bases in that key area hit in Israel by Gaza the month before they went into the different settler communities and disbanded their private security that had been there forever and made them turn in their high-powered guns. Why would you do that? And again, Hamas, totally psychotic. What do you think is going to happen when you go in there and do all this and then hold these hostages? And then Hamas is showing starving Israelis on TV right when the world's turning against Israel and their actions. Well, look, we got a starving Israeli. I mean, it's the people running Israel are doing everything they can to turn the world against Israel. The people running Hamas are doing everything they can to turn people against them. And then you know that billions and billions of dollars by Netanyahu has been given to Hamas. That's not even debated. And this is sick. There is sick evil above Hamas, above Netanyahu, manipulating this. And we need to think to the next level. Why is this going on? Why do they have the head of censorship at Meta say, we're Zionists, we run the censorship here and the other big tech platforms, and we're going to kick anybody off and censor anybody that criticizes Israel in any way, and if you say we're censoring you, we're going to censor you. We have the power, we're censoring you, we're the ones doing it, and if you say it, we're going to shut you down. I'm like, you couldn't write a script worse. Trump, don't ask about Epstein. He didn't do anything wrong. He killed himself. There was nothing going on. It's all a hoax. What in the hell is that? And then Trump wonders every press conference he gets hit with this now. It happened again today. And I said a month ago, I said, this is going to blow up in his face. I've never seen any evidence of him connected to this. He's not the type of guy that would ever want to be ensnared in something like that, much less isn't into kids. And I have all the backstory. Then why? Candace Owens, she's a big Trump critic. She's like, no, no evidence of him ever with, you know, Epstein Island going to be in a cult. Trump wants to take over the system and be the boss. He doesn't want to go be an initiation ritual to be controlled. There is zero evidence of Trump ever doing anything illegal with Epstein. I'm not here defending him. I am an expert. I'm the first guy ever to cover this on record. It doesn't make sense until you pull back and go, oh, the manipulators, with all their war games and all their AI and all their Hegelian dialectic, are brewing up this big global conflagration that Albert Pike wrote about over 140 years ago, the Third World War, starting in Israel. And I am just sitting back going, whoa. And people are like, oh, we'll blow Israel up. We'll drive them into the ocean. Oh, what? Then embrace Islam? You understand? We are faced on all sides by evil leadership. And then Trump gets asked about Gaza today. Hey, are you going to support Netanyahu? He's totally taking over. He goes, well, that's up to him. I'm not involved. Well, when the world sees that, and Israel goes from super unpopular to ultra unpopular, and then the world starts attacking Israel, we're drug into it. And again, Israel probably has 1,000 high-tech nuclear weapons. I want to explain to all the idiots out there that just dream about blowing up Israel. They're not going anywhere, ladies and gentlemen, unless we go into the Samson option in total nuclear war. Just like we better stop having NATO start a fight with Russia. You go, well, then what do we do about Gaza? We expose that Israel founded it. We expose Netanyahu funded them massively. We go, this stinks. This is corrupt. The fuse is lit. And we approach it from a real perspective. We don't sit there and make up a bunch of extra stuff about Israel. And then come at it from a perspective of hate. You got to come to it from a perspective of really trying to disarm this bomb. Because, man, I'm concerned. I mean, and you've got every former Israeli intelligence chief, all their former top generals. I mean, I've seen videos where like 50 of them are saying, Netanyahu, stop, stop, stop. People go, well, in some polls, 80% of the Israelis support it. Okay, because they are whipped up into all of this and had thousands of missiles rain down on them. It's tribalism. The Muslims are whipped up into this. The Israelis are whipped up into this. And I'm with Rand Paul. I'm like, I don't want to give money to Egypt. I don't want to give money to Iran. I don't want to give money to Israel. None of it. Just all of it just stirs it up. You guys want to blow each other up, you go do it. I am sick of Israel and Iran and the Palestinians and all. And then the thing came out last year, Netanyahu wants to ship them here. I don't want to be, I got other stuff that's important to cover, like the Democrats and the globalists burning down the Palisades, as I predicted, and taking it over, and it's all come out. I've got serious stuff to cover here. But Israel is and Islam, that whole area is like a black hole sucking the world into it. And I guess the Bible tells us in Daniel and then in other books, and then it tells you and it repeats, and then you've got Revelation. And I guess just down the road, we've just got to have this nuclear war, and 1/4 of the world population being killed, and God didn't intervene, no flesh would be saved. I just don't know anymore. So Israel stood down. You cannot debate it. And it's confirmed. And we're just supposed to forget about that. No, General Flynn is saying we need to focus on it because it's the truth. And Flynn is not even anti-Israel. And it's not like we say that so we don't get attacked. I get attacked the most by the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center. I've had the ADL attacking me for about 28 years. And they're involved in the background, the lawsuits, the attacks, the deplatforming. They ran my deplatforming to a great extent. They brag about it. And people say, well, then why don't you, hate them and come after them? I'm not giving them what they want. That's why they want me off the air. Because I want a big tent on policy so people can't hide behind what group they're in and oppose my policies. And my policies are common sense policy proposals that are well thought out and well researched that benefit the Gazans, the Israelis, the Russians, the Chinese, the American people, all of us. We have to have a Renaissance system. We have to stop the barbarism. We have to stop the conquest economies. We have too many weapons, too many people. We have unlimited resources. The globalists are all about cutting off resources. So we fight with each other, for heaven's sakes. Klaus Schwab brags about it. The Club of Rome brags about it. They all brag how they're cutting off the resources, so we all start killing each other. We're not going to make it on this trajectory, people. And where this is going is total economic collapse and nuclear hellfire. And if that doesn't get us, we'll all be rendered obsolete, turned into jellyfish with the AI. We have to admit we are in an existential crisis. We have to admit this. And we have to admit that we have to stand up for our own sovereignty, stand up for our own group when we're under attack, because they put us in compartmentalization, so we are the stereotypes they put us into. We have to reject all political correctness and its controls. And then the right wing has this thing about Israel that they get us to accept censorship. No, we reject that too. I have no guilt about Israel. I've done nothing to Jews. I've done nothing but promote peace and goodness and humanity. I've tried to be Christ-like. And God knows I'm fallen, but I've been way more Christ-like than most people in the media. Most people just infight and care about who's the biggest and all that crap. I don't want to be the biggest. I want to become obsolete because people really wake up. I want to hang up my guns. Not because I don't like doing my job, but because that's when we've won. I've been invited to Russia to meet with Putin. I've been invited to Israel to meet with their leaders many times. I've been invited to go to Oxford and meet with the top people there. I've been invited by old power structures to go work for them. They sent an Israeli operative 15 years ago, posing as a journalist, and then basically were just there to say, hey. And I said, no. And it was like, well, who do you work for? I work for me. Really, that's what we think. Wow, that's scary. You really do all this yourself. Yeah, who makes decisions? Me. And that was Jeff Goldberg from The Atlantic, a spook. Scared of me. Scared of me in the office. Went to dinner with him, shaking. Acting totally paranoid. Because, see, none of these people work for themselves. None of these people are real leaders. They see a real leader, and they don't know what to do, that Alex Jones calls the shots. And you out there, you call the shots with what you support, what you say, what you do, what you stand for. And so I'll continue to cover whatever I believe the most accurate, truthful news is, no matter what the effect is on me. And then you simply decide whether or not you want to back the undisputed OG organization of the last 31 years in the fight against the globalist. We had great success within 3 years of me getting on air on Access TV, then local radio, then syndicated. It's all hand of God on it, working through you. And I know my best work is ahead. And I know the tribulations we've been put through are part of God's larger plan. And I've learned a lot. And I've learned to be beyond humble. And understand this is a sacred mission. But you're part of your own destiny and your own sacred mission, and you've got to understand the office all of you have, whether you're a Catholic, whether you're a Protestant, whether you're a Muslim, whether you're a Jew, whether you're an agnostic, whatever you are, wherever you are, you better know good and evil's real. And you better know the devil's second biggest trick was convince the world he didn't exist. His biggest trick is convincing the world good doesn't exist, because I know that I'm a fallen creature, and I'm a sinner, and I have my struggles. But I love God, and I love justice, and I love truth. And I can't look at any child, whether they're an African child, or a Latino child, or a white child, or a or Jewish or Catholic or Chinese, I can't look at a little child and not want them to have freedom and justice and competition and a shot at being all they can be. I don't want to suppress people so I can rule a bunch of idiots. That's the globalist plan. Because the globalists are the cheaters, the liars, the insecure ones. And it's time for us to recognize evil, recognize cheating, recognize fraud, and oppose it no matter who it's coming out of. And not ever let the people cheating trick us into attacking them because of what group they are or what color they are, but attack the fraud, attack the sin, attack the lies. And that's why I've been the most attacked of anybody in media. That's why I said and did the things when they would come after you so hardcore, because I did it from a position of love. All hell broke loose when I stuck at Bohemian Grove, the only person at that time to ever get the footage out. When I made films about the USS Liberty, all hell broke loose. When I made films about 9/11 being an inside job, instantly, all hell broke loose. I was put under national security investigation with the CIA and FBI directed, you find dirt and you put that guy in prison. But because the country and the grand juries were completely corrupt, because of the grace of God, not because of anything I did, I've been protected. I'm not like John Gotti, the Teflon Don who did all that corrupt stuff and kept laughing when they caught him on tape about how he kept getting out of stuff. I'm not full of chutzpah. I'm not full of bravado. Oh, it's the opposite. None of this is me. Other than I made the decision to take on this mission God gave me. I made the decision to fully commit to it. I made the decision. That's why I have no fear. Only the fear of failure. Only the anger that I'm not stronger. And that's why I ask you to support us in your word of mouth, your prayer, and financially. Because I am only as strong as you make me. I am a weapon of truth and war against tyranny in your hands. And I ask you to wield me. My only desire is to overthrow tyranny. My only desire is to unlock minds. My only desire is to empower humanity. My only desire is to seek the truth. Because God is truth. I have been tempted by the devil himself, and only by the Holy Spirit have refused it. You're living in a fantastic universe. You are living in wonderment all around you. We should be on our faces before God, thanking him for consciousness. Let's go to Flynn right after October 7th and go to him today with this bombshell information. Here it is.
Either Netanyahu was aware, and I, you know, I'm not going to allege that right now. His Southern Zone, I have called for this, his Southern Zone commander, the commander of the IDF, and the commander or the leader of his intelligence forces, they should all be removed from those positions pending the outcome of a major serious investigation to determine what caused the breakdown of security on the 7th of October. Because now, fast forward to, you know, we're getting ready to go into the third month of this thing. Doesn't look like it has any happy ending, and it looks like it's going to go on and on. And we have all kinds of weapon systems being used against U.S. forces now throughout that region. So this thing is getting really bad, and it's because there was a decision made to have a security stand down on the 7th of October for 7 hours on the southern zone of Israel up against the fence line of Gaza Strip. And I'm telling you, folks, that wasn't done out of happenstance. That's not a coincidence. Somebody made that decision. Don't know whether it's Netanyahu that made it, his Southern Zone commander who made it. Somebody made it, because there's no way in the world for the security breakdown that the Israelis had on that day.
And General Flynn, you were telling me when we were eating lunch that you've been there. You've been given tours. You've been up on the towers.
I've walked in. I know what their intelligence, I know what their security system is made of. And I know the levels that they go through. They have multiple layers of defenses. They have multiple layers of electronic detection systems. They have drones. They have balloons. They have people watching them from all sorts of cameras. It is one of the most secure borders in the world, if not the most.
So this is a major scandal.
Oh, it's a huge scandal. And that's why I say, like, we've got to fight this war, and we've got to figure out, we got to be very careful about we don't get dragged into something that we don't want. And there is a lot of people in Washington, D.C., the Uniparty, that wants us to just have this endless war where it's just a big racket of war, and they make a lot of money, and they make a lot of money off the U.S. taxpayers.
Where do people find your... That's like a month after October 7th. Now, here he is today with even more information. But the key is at the end. They want to drag us into war, which indeed happened. That's pro-America telling the truth. That's General Flynn. Here's the latest update today.
And I know that there's some machinations, and there's got to be some big, big problems right now internal, and Netanyahu's dealing with it with the IDF. They're going to have to do some soul searching, and I mean immediate soul searching, because the 7th of October was a date, that they still have not been able to. And there's an investigation going on, and I've already heard from some of the soldiers that were told to stand down in the exact hours. So something bad happened, and it was an inside thing. I don't know. That's a bombshell right there. So the internal situation in Israel has got to be done with a
hold it. Hang on. Whoa. Hang on. You can't drop a bomb like that. Mike Flynn, your former head of DIA, first national security advisor, President Trump, a revered figure globally. You're saying your sources are telling you on the investigation that they're trying to slow down and slow walk over there because we're coming up on the second anniversary of it. You're saying that you're hearing there's testimony or documents or actual evidence that certain elements of the Israeli military were told to stand down? Because I know from people I know, this is a very contentious area, and it's going to be explosive. Are you hearing the same thing?
Steve, you can go back to interviews that I did like the next day and the following week after October 7th in multiple broad alternative media, where I said something went wrong. Because, Steve, I have personally walked that border. I have been down at those areas, and I know the details of how the Israelis, one of the most secure borders in the world, how they do their operations. So I know that. So something broke down, and it wasn't because of mistakes. So that's number one. This internal machinations that are going on right now, what's going to have to happen? They're going to have to come to grips with this, because I'm going to tell you, the American people, they're getting tired of it. They're getting tired of this constant, Israel, Israel, Israel. I mean, I'm the biggest fan. I have been to Israel many times. I have, served alongside them. I have done things with them, certainly on the intelligence side. So I'm their biggest fan. But the American people are not. And the American people are so tired of all of the craziness and our involvement in these things.
So General Flynn, who's pro-Israel, has talked to Israeli military that are upset about what Netanyahu's doing, saying, look, there's an investigation going on, and we were told to stand down. You can put that in the bank. Confirmed, General Flynn, former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, former top national security advisor, who's worked closely with the IDF and intelligence, saying he has talked to the people that were ordered to stand down. And now they're bringing that out because they want Netanyahu to stop what he's doing in Gaza. Because even if you hate all the Gazans, this is destroying Israel in the eyes of the world. We'll be right back. A major TheAlexShowStore.com news alert. I am cutting this announcement on the 30th of July, 2025. That means you've only got 7 days to take advantage of this massive sale at TheAlexShowStore.com. Store-wide, buy one bottle of any of the amazing supplements or any of the Patriot Apparel t-shirts, ball caps, you name it, and you get another item absolutely free at TheAlexShowStore.com. And there's a catch, but it's a good catch. You got to be a VIP. It's $30 a month. It's just like being an Amazon Prime. You get $40 to spend in the store each month. Special deals, special offers, special sales. You get massive discounts on every product right away by being a VIP. And you can cancel with one click in your profile anytime. Go to TheAlexShowStore.com right now and get ultramethylene blue capsules or liquid. Buy one, get one free. Power Plant, next level energy, way stronger than even Turbo Force. It's crazy. You add it with methylene drive product,
It's dangerous. Be careful. These are incredible products. The Shilajit capsules and gummies. Ultimate Burn, incredible natural fat burning formula. Works great. People love it. Ultimate CMOS gummies and the capsules. The very strongest turmeric. Prebiotics, probiotics, gut cleanse. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. The next 7 days, buy one, get one free when you're a VIP. I want to thank you all for your support. These are incredible products. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and experience what it does for your health and overall vitality, and know you're fighting the tip of the spear. Thank you so much for your support. Go now to thealexjonesstore.com.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old. Mel Gibson also praised methylene blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
I saw Alex Jones and he looks really good, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's losing all weight.
Taking back my health.
You're so good.
That's the only impression I could do.
Hey, Alex looks good, man. Yeah, lost some weight.
He
looks good.
Dude, he looks great.
Yeah.
He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts.
He's definitely one of my bucket list people to meet at some point.
Oh, I can introduce you to Alex.
Yeah.
We can make that happen for sure.
Come on.
It's so noticeable. I was like, wow, he looks handsome.
But I text Alex all the time. I know him. He's just losing weight. But if you go online, there's a lot of people that believe that this is like a different person. He looks great. That's all it is. He looks great.
Here's your daily motivation. Alex Jones is 51 years old. He's been through more shit than you will ever go through. The deep state has come for his life. They have come for his business. They fined him billions of dollars for free speech. Alex Jones has had his rights stripped away. They've tried to take this man's life for speaking truth. Alex Jones went from looking like this to looking now like this. Alex Jones is getting ripped. Alex Jones is getting yoked, showing all of us that no matter our age, no matter what's thrown at us in life, no matter how many troubles or trials that we have, what really matters is who you are on the rock-ribbed inside. Do you have gunpowder in your gut? Do you have some grit in your teeth? Can you be a man in the face of all of it? Your promised struggles in this life, can you punch back? Alex Jones is a motivation and a vibe today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Bunch of news I want to hit now, and so much more in the next hour. Let me start running through it. This Epstein gaslighting fiasco disaster that's driven down Trump's poll numbers last month, as I predicted, and the hole getting dug deeper and deeper the first couple of weeks of it. Now Trump reversing, you know, releasing that Epstein was an FBI informant. Now it's coming out that Trump was the first with a whistle on him. We already knew that, but I did my investigation. That's on record. 20 years ago, Epstein interviewing Wolf, the guy that hates Trump, didn't release it till now, where Epstein's, yeah, I don't like Trump. He's the guy that, you know, first called the feds on me because he was pissed off because he was stealing Trump's employees and hitting on 14-year-olds at the club that he kicked him out. Roger Stone reported all that in 2015. So I don't see any evidence, just like Candace Owens is a good researcher. She doesn't see it. But then I have to say, this looks really suspicious. They send the DOJ in. They meet with her, the deputy attorney general, a few weeks ago, and now she's shipped to Texas to the hands-down nicest federal prison that is like a companion dog, service dog training facility. But then you've got Hunter Biden servicing in all these interviews, spewing all his BS. Hunter Biden states that Jeffrey Epstein introduced Melania to Trump, a lie so egregious that Melania's lawyers just successfully secured a retraction from the Daily Beast for reporting such. Now, what did I say right when this broke over a month ago? I said, you watch. They're going to recycle the Jane Does that turned out to be not even real people, five of them. They're going to recycle Melania being a hooker that worked for Epstein. They did that 8.5 years ago, 9 years ago. That wasn't true. The modeling agency was owned by Trump. Epstein had nothing to do with it. And then all this other garbage. So I had a good idea when Bondi went and grabbed those files that they'd take anything out they didn't want, that the Democrats act like they were hiding, then dropped a dime on themselves back in March. They go raid them. The FBI raids itself because they wouldn't give them up. And it was salted with crap about Trump. And I said, I bet it's recycled BS. I bet it's Melania and Epstein. There you go. But that's not the whole story. Trump made a deal with the CIA and the FBI because they said, look, he worked for us. We got to cover this up. It'll bring down the government. He's like, all right, let's move on, which I wouldn't have done. Because, as I said, before it even happened, I was surmising that back in March and April and May, they're going to stab you in the back, Trump, so fast. How many times do they have to do that until you figure it out? Who cares if it's a bunch of recycled crap? There's a bunch of other stuff they don't release, like the grand jury stuff and all the rest of it, which Maxwell and the Democrat judges are trying to block. So I balance all of this, and I look at it all, and Trump has been innocent of any wrongdoing, but now by joining the cover-up, he's put himself in it. As I said, that Monday morning after it broke that Sunday evening, as I predicted. And now the Republicans are subpoenaing all the former FBI heads, even back to George W. Bush. That's when this all started. And they're involved as well. The Democrats are like, whoa, whoa, we wanted whatever was in that New York file. We don't mean all this stuff. We want whatever Maureen Comey had over there. And Trump's like, they control the file. Brendan Clapper Comey. That's true. So I'm trying to figure this all out. But Trump got hit in a press conference again. Hey, why'd you put her in a nicer place after the DOJ met with her? I didn't know about that. Probably true. But Trump looks nervous when they ask him. And we knew this was going to be the Streisand effect of Streisand effects. The mother, the grandmother, the great-grandmother of all Streisand effects. And all the Neo-Q type people. No, it's quadrillion, zazillion, bazillion, quadrillion, infinity, beyond God level, JFK Jr. Messiah chess. And I said, no, it's not. And of course, I was right again. How's Hillary doing over at Gitmo right now? Oh, she never went there. So we're winning, but barely. So stop thinking everything's invincible. Stop thinking we just sit down and whatever the administration says we do, because it's 50 trillion, gazillion, infinity, God level, times a billion, infinity, power, incredible, unbelievable. No, we're in a knockdown, dragout, 1,000-round heavyweight championship of the world. for the whole future of humanity and all the chips and all the marbles and our children's future. I know, because so many times behind the scenes and on air, we've changed the course. We've pushed it out of the globalist hands. We've wrestled on major issues only because we have a giant audience and the sources and the contacts and bust our asses. I've arm wrestled these people and beat them many, many times. I'm in the trenches. I am in the blood and the sweat and the guts and the stink. To quote Yoda, for 800 years, I've trained Jedi. 31 years in this fight's the equivalent. My own counsel will I keep. No, there's a civil war right now in the Trump administration over the future of it. And I won't throw the baby out of the bathwater and take my ball and go home and be holier than thou and say, I'm done with this. No, I will continue to call balls and strikes, and I will continue to fight for our agenda. And I will celebrate the good, and I will push the good, and I will attack the bad mercilessly. And we know who's bad with all the pedophilia and crack and all the... I started looking at the Hunter Biden laptop when it first came out, and 2019, 2020, and I mean, I was like looking at it, I was like, I can't even tell the crew to look at this and investigate it. And I was just like, oh my God, is it even legal to look at this stuff? I mean, it's pedo stuff, folks. And I just said, I said, somebody else is going to go through this. I stopped going through it after about a day. It would have taken me a month to go through it. I mean, you can only watch Hunter Biden jack off so many times or lay in a bed with a bunch of look like 10-year-old kids. You know, it was celebration photos of them all half naked with covers on them. And you're just like, bruh. I mean, I'm tough, but not that tough. I mean, I can see him jerking his wiener in my mind right now. I probably going through like saw 20 times. He's like jerking off. I mean, good God. And then we've got this guy. I could have watched 100 more. And now, oh, he says Melania is with Epstein. They ought to sue his ass. Crackhead, pedophile, your dad's screwing your sisters. And we know who the pedos are. Oh, yeah, that diary's real. Of course it is. Yeah, the stuff we're showing is nothing. I mean, in my life, you know, I had to do this job. But let me tell you, watching him jerk off's too much. And laying beds with little kids. I'm having flashbacks. Get it off the screen. Here he is.
Epstein introduced Melania to Trump. The connections are like so wide and deep. Anyway, why do we think they don't want the files released? I don't know. I think John, you know, that thing that John Heilman says is like a long time ago, I think is the most accurate kind of assessment of them, which is everything is projection or confession. Everything. So when he puts out that tweet and he says, Epstein now is the Russia hoax or the Hunter Biden laptop?
The laptop from hell, which the Democrats swore came from Russia. No, it came from Hunter Biden's bathroom.
Like, I wonder if it works. Do you know what I mean?
So finishing up on this, I'm at the good stuff the administration's doing. Huge, wonderful developments. I mentioned at the first of the show, but I'm going to detail right now. Daily Beast apologizes and retracts article alleging Melania Trump, Jeffrey Epstein link. And that's in the files. Pure crap. Meanwhile, though, Ghislaine Maxwell told DOJ she never did anything concerning around her. Trump never did anything concerning, which is my own investigation. But why then was Trump in that press conference and you know, today defending her and defending where she was shipped and acting weird and wishing her well when she was convicted? What's really going on there? We actually exclusively, ladies and gentlemen, have footage obtained at the federal club fed in Texas. This is exclusive just for you of just the dining conditions in the facility. This is exclusive. This is what Ghislaine Maxwell is eating for dinner.
In prison, dinner was always a big thing. We had a pasta course, and then we had a meat or a fish. Paulie did the prep work. He was doing a year for contempt, and he had this wonderful system for doing the garlic. He used a razor and he used to slice it so thin that it used to liquefy in the pan with just a little oil. It's a very good system. Vinny was in charge of the tomato sauce.
Wow, got the smoke. Got three the kinds of meat and meatballs.
What'd you
got
put
the
in
veal, beef, and pork.
Ah, good, but you gotta have the pork.
That's the flavor.
I felt he used too many onions, but it was still a very good sauce.
Vinny, don't put too many onions in the sauce.
I didn't put too much onions at all. Three small onions, that's all I did.
Three onions? How many cans of tomatoes you put in there?
I put two big cans.
You don't need three onions.
Johnny Dio did the meat. We didn't have a broiler, so Johnny did everything in pans. I used to smell up the joint something awful, and the hacks used to die, but he still cooked a great steak.
Vinny, how do you like yours?
Red, medium rare.
Medium rare. An aristocrat.
See, you know, when you think of prison, you get pictures in your mind of all those old movies with rows and rows of guys behind bars. But it wasn't like that for wise guys. It really wasn't that bad. Except that I missed Jimmy. He was doing his time in Atlanta.
Vinny, give me two steaks while you're in there, all right, John? Sure enough, she goes in a bit.
I mean, everybody else in the joint was doing real time, all mixed together, living like pigs. But we lived alone. I mean, we own the joint.
Well, batted them two son of a bitches. Good. You couldn't recognize them.
Good. They deserved it.
Even the hacks we couldn't bribe would never rat on the guys that we did.
The neighborhood had respect. People loved one another. Right. They left your doors open.
Sorry, it took so long. The skinny guard's getting to be a real pain in the ass.
Yeah, we're going to have to do something about that, bitch.
I took care of him.
All right, what'd you bring?
All right, bread.
Good. Fresh.
Vinny, I got your peppers and onions, salami, prosciutto, a lot of cheese.
Come on, what else?
Scotch.
Nice.
Some red wine.
Okay. Now we could eat.
I got some white, too.
Give me the white, too.
Beautiful.
Okay, boys, let's eat. Come on, it's ready, Vinny.
I'm after some more bread.
Tomorrow we eat sandwiches. You gotta go on a diet, Vinny.
Yeah, which is the way you're kidding.
Believe me. Johnny? Look at me.
Only the exclusives for you. Before CNN says I put out fake news, that was satire and a joke, where she stings actually much nicer. All right, let's talk about amazing things that are happening. RFK Jr., hands down, is risking his life, just like his uncle and his father, who were both killed by the very same deep state we face today. Power's been handed down by the very same people. It's only three generations. Follow it. From LLM, sir, right through Rumsfeld, right through to today. And to go over getting the fluoride out, getting the poison dyes out, going after the more dangerous pesticides and herbicides, getting all the mRNA vaccines in development banned. He was already doing it, and then they snuck around his back. He went and fired him. He just banned all 22 in development. They banned all the different animal ones that are killing the chickens. That already happened months ago. It goes on and on and on. They're getting the high fructose corn syrup out of the school lunch programs. They're getting all the, I mean, they are going after everything. It would take hours to go over it all. In fact, there's so much stuff he's doing good, I can't even keep track of it. They're going after the hospitals, killing healthy people for their organs. I mean, it's amazing. They banned all the mercury vaccines 3 days ago. That's basically all of them. You can't have that anymore. Directly linked to brain damage, all of it. And now 22. All of the new mRNA shots banned. HHS determines mRNA jabs for long COVID-19 pandemic. RFK sounds alarm on disturbing organ harvesting racket as well. RFK Jr. cancels $500 million mRNA research. HHS to prioritize safer vaccines and study vaccine alternatives. They're studying everything. 22 mRNA vaccines development contracts canceled. Boom. 22, baby. All of them when you look it up. Boom, boom. And they'll try to sneak more crap through and he'll go after them. He is battling a giant bureaucracy. California hospital concealed evidence linking catastrophic surge and stillbirths in COVID vaccine lawsuit alleges. Hell, the New England Medical Journal came out 4 years ago. 83% increase in miscarriages the first two trimesters. 25%, 26% increase in third trimester. We already know all this. It's incredible what they did to us. Gone in the snap, RFK Jr. and Maha end the decades-long candy and soda gravy train for people with SNAP cards. You say, well, that's the beginning of a social credit score. That's like Bloomberg wanting to ban salt. No, you can go get high fructose stuff. You're just going to spend your own money on it. And you've ever been in a line at the grocery store and seen people with their SNAP cards, and, I mean, it is Cocoa Puffs and Diet Coke and cupcakes and Twinkies, and they weigh 400 pounds, and they look like they're dying. And you see their little kid. You know, the kid's like 5 years old, weighs like 150 pounds, can hardly walk. No. It's good. So here's Kennedy on banning the deadly mRNA gene therapy that is not a vaccine. Here it is.
Hi, it's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. here, your HHS secretary. At HHS, we have a division called the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, or BARDA. BARDA drives some of our most advanced scientific research. It funds developments of vaccines, drugs, diagnostics, and other tools to fight emerging diseases and national health threats. Over the past few weeks, BARDA reviewed 22 mRNA vaccine development investments and began canceling them. Let me explain why. Most of these shots are for flu or COVID, but as the pandemic showed us, mRNA vaccines don't perform well against viruses that infect the upper respiratory tract. Here's the problem. mRNA only codes for a small part of the viral proteins, usually a single antigen. One mutation and the vaccine becomes ineffective. This dynamic drives a phenomenon called antigenic shift, meaning that the vaccine paradoxically encourages new mutations and can actually prolong pandemics as the virus constantly mutates to escape the protective effects of the vaccine. Millions of people, maybe even you or someone you know, caught the Omicron variant despite being vaccinated. That's because a single mutation can make mRNA vaccines ineffective. The same risk applies to flu. After reviewing the science and consulting top experts at NIH and FDA, HHS has determined that mRNA technology poses more risk than benefits for these respiratory viruses. That's why, after extensive review, BARDA has begun the process of terminating these 22 contracts, totaling just under $500 million. To replace the troubled mRNA programs, we're prioritizing the development of safer, broader vaccine strategies, like whole virus vaccines and novel platforms that don't collapse when viruses mutate. Let me be absolutely clear. HHS supports safe, effective vaccines for every American who wants them. That's why we're moving beyond the limitations of mRNA for respiratory viruses and investing in better solutions. Thank you.
And
produced by the U.S. Department of Health.
And again, folks, these aren't vaccines. They changed the definition 5 years ago, and before that, 10 years ago, to anything they inject in your body, they just call it a vaccine. And yeah, it's a real technology that if you can make them clean, you can make a whole virus vaccine, and sometimes it works. It has a lot of side effects and issues as well. But the way he kills them in the debate is he goes, oh yeah, the science, oh yeah, we're going to look at it all now, and then he's just banning everything. Almost every traditional vaccine has mercury in it, thimerosal. It's all banned Monday. So it's like, oh, yeah, we're all for the vaccines, as he just dismantles it all. And then he kills the debate by not even having the debate. Very shrewd. Very, very shrewd. And if you're dumb enough and want to go find some poison shot, you'll be able to do it. But they're trying to strip the liability protection from the vaccine makers. It's all happening. I'm going to play a clip. And this everything this guy says is true. He just does a good job saying it. So people say, well, how do we know this guy's right? This is all true. My uncle almost got killed from a tetanus shot, had this very event happen. And the tetanus shots is one of the things they've been caught the UN adding hormones to sterilize women, because the hormone is in second trimester, so then the body attacks the fetus. That's just one of the ways they attack. Here's a clip on the tetanus shot. This is a very important. Listen to this and check this out for yourself. It's all true. Here it is.
If you step on a rusty nail, you should have had a tetanus shot, right?
Well, that's what we've been told. The tetanus shot changed everything for me. It was the last toxin I ever had injected in my body and made me so incredibly sick that it forced me to look into what was actually in it. Believe it or not, tetanus vaccines are usually made from rotting organs, something worth knowing if you're a vegan or vegetarian. They use cow heart and boil it in water to create an environment for Clostridium tetani, the bacteria that produces the tetanus toxin, to grow. They then neutralize the toxin with formaldehyde and mix it with aluminum adjuvants. No wonder it made me feel like death. Another thing that people should know is that tetanus doesn't even come from rust at all. It actually comes from a bacteria that lives in horse or cow manure and sometimes soil or dust. So unless you're working on a farm or walking barefoot through manure, your risk of tetanus is extremely low. And if you have a milk allergy, the tetanus vaccine contains casein and can cause fatal anaphylaxis, yet most people are never warned about this. Getting the booster every 10 years is also another vaccine schedule joke, as studies have shown that there's no difference in protection between people who get the booster every 10 years versus those who receive it every 30. But here's the wildest part. Even if you're one of the less than 30 cases in the US each year and you actually get exposed through a deep oxygen deprived wound, an additional shot, which is the protocol, wouldn't even help you because it takes 2 to 7 weeks to build antibodies after the shot. If you're already infected, it's too late. Instead, just take 1 gram of vitamin C, preferably from a whole food source, for 5 to 7 days. In a clinical study, this approach resulted in 100% survival in children with tetanus and significantly reduced mortality in adults. We don't need more vaccines. We need more truth and a little more vitamin C.
And I worked for a small animal vet and large animal vet when I was in high school, and they both said, it's killing the cats and dogs, giving them rabies shots every couple of years. It lasts forever. Same thing with rabies shots. They're very dangerous. But if you're, you know, but oh, your dog or cat needs it all the time. Once you already have an immunity, you give it to them again. And again, what Kenny was talking about, it doesn't just cause mutations and destroy your immune system, these mRNA shots. It causes mass mutations in the viruses and created the new variants. All right, we're going to go to break. Come back with even more news, powerful, important information. Remember, you're the Paul Revere Show, the live feeds, Relog Shows on X, Infowars.com/show. Be sure to follow us at AJN Live on X and tell people what the local radio stations you're listening to and tell them to share it as well. That creates a chain reaction. And remember, I'll never back down. I'll never give in. The way you keep us on the air is supporting us. We need the funds. Plus, the products are incredible. We've extended the sale until tomorrow at midnight, but that's it. Buy one bottle of any of the incredible Ultramethylene Blue, Shilajit, you name it, best CMOS, our CMOS, any of the t-shirts, any of the ball caps, all the apparel, everything. Buy one, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com. And everybody should become a VIP. You spend $30 a month, it's like Amazon Prime, cancel any time. Get $40 each month to spend the store. Special offers, special deals, special sales on everything. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Commit to freedom. Commit to your own future. Become a VIP now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'm only as strong as you are backing me. Have you figured it out yet? This is not like a regular show. The bad guys don't like it for a reason. Because we have the information and we have the spirit of victory. So go now to thealexjonesstore.com. The new sale is one of the biggest in the history. Maybe the biggest. Store-wide, buy one, get one free super sale. All the t-shirts, all the ball caps, the widest selection, all of the award-winning supplements, the Shilajit, the Methylene Blue, the Ultimate Life Force Blood Cardiovascular Cleaner, the best out there, Atomic Defense, Total Boost Your Immune System, the Irish Sea Moss, just over the top, everything, all of it, already discounted, buy one, get one free, but here's the catch. You have to be a subscriber, which is $30 a month, and you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. So if you're going to buy something, you instantly make your money back and then some simply by becoming a subscriber in the profile. Cancel one click anytime. You need to try our Ultramethylene Blue. Talk to your physician first. If you're on SSRIs and things, you can't take it. So check with your physician, or you can look at what you're taking as well and just check if there's interactions with it, because it's very powerful. It's very strong. Get the capsules or get the pure liquid. Same thing with the capsule. It's the very best medical grade. Get the Irish Sea Moss. Get the Shilajit. Get the pills, the gummies. It's all there. And then there's the best probiotic, the best prebiotic, the best gut cleanse formula, the very best turmeric, ultimate turmeric. It's just amazing. 95% cumanoid. Great fat, natural fat burning formula. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And the widest selection of t-shirts, ball caps, and more. Like it's. I said I want the widest selection. It's kind of insane. There's like 500 plus designs now. It's redonkulous. So get it all right now and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide at thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be right back.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.